You're listening to SBS News.
Questa è Radio 3 a Melbourne, una stazione dello Special Broadcasting Service.
Vás k pořadu českého vysílání na stanici 3EA Melbourne. Vysíláme každou středu.
Welcome to the Czech language program on 3EA Melbourne.
12 de semana en la comunidad.
The following program is in Khmer.
These were the early sounds of a unique and bold experiment for Australian radio. During the final months of Gough Whitlam's Labor government, then Immigration Minister Al Grassby launched a unique broadcasting project called Radio Ethnic Australia. He made this historic announcement on the 9th of June, 1975.
This is Al Grassby on behalf of the Australian Community Relations Office, welcoming you all to Radio 2EA, the voice of ethnic Australia. Today, the program is in Greek.
Sas Mila o Al Grassby. Sas Kolaserizi, Storaniponiko.
The program planned to operate for only 3 months and had a budget of $38,000. With stations 2EA in Sydney and 3EA in Melbourne, the service was set up to explain the new Medibank scheme to a growing number of migrants in 15 community languages. The service quickly became popular with the migrant community and demand grew. As the service expanded, journalist Tony Charlton announced a new milestone.
Ethnic radio has grown to the point where today, 3EA in Melbourne broadcasts in 41 languages, with programs prepared and presented by broadcasters whose first language is not English.
The volunteer broadcasters came from all walks of life. School teachers, social workers, doctors and journalists all giving their time to the pioneering stations. Among them, former Arabic broadcaster Majida Aboud.
The format of the program was very simple at the time. It was just music and simple information. A lot of people were reading pamphlets from Social Security, Medibank and stuff like that. But even that was important because there was nothing available at the time. And it wasn't until about a year later that we started doing news and current affairs.
It was the seed that led to the Special Broadcasting Service, which today broadcasts in more than 60 languages. SBS was formally established 3 years later by former Prime Minister Malcolm Fraser as a volunteer radio service for migrants. Despite their knowledge of English, migrant communities would relish the opportunity to hear news in their native tongue. Mr. Charlton said the service was a rare point of connection for those living in a nation far from their homeland.
This, of course, is particularly common among the older generation, for whom these sounds of home are a continuous source of joy and satisfaction.
It was a time of great change. The White Australia policy had only been officially dismantled 2 years prior, and there was a growing need for social inclusion. However, the response wasn't all so positive. Commentators from other established radio stations greeted the new broadcast with suspicion and derision. University of Western Sydney Professor Ian Ung, speaking on the 40th anniversary of SBS, said the government's decision to launch Radio Ethnic Australia, despite such criticism, was far-sighted.
I would say it was a courageous thing and a visionary thing, even though I don't think at that time they quite knew what they were buying themselves into. When SBS Radio started in 75, it was actually during the last days of the Whitlam government. The idea of broadcasting in languages other than English, public broadcasting, was absolutely unheard of.
The criticism didn't deter Peter Kurupa, a veteran broadcaster who worked for SBS for 18 years. He began broadcasting in Slovenian in 1975, a few months after the service was established. Mr. Kurupa says he didn't encounter much difficulty as one of the first broadcasters.
It was something new, never happened before. And as such, it became a subject of debate and scrutiny from some mainstream media, public and opposition. Why Australia needed a station such as SBS, founded by taxpayers. However, it was soon become evident that the program in many different languages was commanding a strong support, not only by the new migrants who came and called Australia home, but also by the majority of mainstream society in general.
The number of languages grew steadily, and on Australia Day 1994, SBS launched its long-awaited national network. It brought SBS radio to a listening community across up to 90% of the continent. The national network showed its full potential during the 1998 Football World Cup, simulcast live on SBS TV with radio commentary in the relevant languages. Football fans in the most remote parts of Australia didn't miss a minute of the drama of the beautiful game.
Ah, he's hit the bar! Score final, France, 4 tirs au but, Italy, 3.
Mr. Caroppa congratulates and acknowledges those at SBS for their hard work. He says the organisation will continue to play an important role in Australia's future.
My hope for SBS in the future is nothing less but positive, and I strongly believe that SBS is here to stay for many who call Australia home. SBS radio programmes were and are, in my opinion, a strong platform to inform and for preservation of many cultures and languages for future generations to come.
SBS's purpose, as defined in its charter, is to inspire all Australians to explore, appreciate and celebrate our diverse world, and by doing so, contribute to a cohesive society. Former Managing Director Michael Abid, who steered the organisation for more than 7 years.
SBS is very unique in the world. There is no broadcaster that is anywhere near the size and scale of SBS, and I think it was a really good policy decision by the then government to set this up to help unite migrants in Australia and to help people understand what it is to be Australian and the fabric of Australia. So I think our role is more important today than ever before in the history of Australia.
This is Al Grasby on behalf of the Australian Community Relations Office with the last word for now. Goodbye from Radio 2EA. The voice of ethnic Australia. I hope you'll listen again.
Alan Lee, SBS News.